This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Hello there.
Are you good?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Big fans. Over probably 20 years.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Greetings, salutations, hello, hi, howdy, what else is okay?
Bonjour.
What's up? Hey. Are we out? What else is there?
Hi. Did you say hi?
Hola.
Hola. So,
aloha.
Aloha. Mm-hmm.
Are we out?
Me gusta? I'm rusty.
That means I like it.
That means I like it. Okay.
I like
Very
it.
Rusty.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, that was the formal hello.
Hey, everybody. Jeremy and Joe, it's Thursday. Thursday night football back tonight. Bills and Ravens. You want to know a fun fact about the Ravens in this game tonight? This game, I almost said tonight. Sunday.
Yeah, the Bills do not play in Thursday night football again.
No. I learned a few things about the Ravens just in the last 20 minutes. I was just, you know, popping around their website, watching John Harbaugh talk about Aaron. Uh-huh. And I found a couple fun things. One, we got to figure one out for ourselves. So have you seen the uniform matchup?
All black against all white?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the Bills are wearing white and blue.
Okay.
It's not Stormtrooper. It's white and blue. Blue pants, white. But the Ravens are wearing black on black, all black.
Okay.
Prime time, all black. They have a name for this.
What? When they do it in prime time,
yep,
too?
Yeah. This type of game for the Ravens has a name.
Is it like Nightshade or Nightshade game or something like that?
It is Darkness Falls.
Darkness Falls.
Yes. The coach.
It's kind of cool.
We need one like that.
Darkness Falls.
We need a uniform set,
yeah,
and a situation that has a name.
Mm-hmm.
I will not rest until we get one.
Don't we need it to be like when it's snowing and they're wearing all white?
Sure.
It's kind of the equivalent,
like,
isn't it?
The White Walkers. The Game of Thrones, Beyond the Wall.
This game's
gonna be Beyond the Wall. Like, we need something like that. It is in their vernacular. Go to their website. Here's Lamar Jackson talking about the Darkness Falls atmosphere. John Harbaugh talked about, oh yeah, it's gonna be a Darkness Falls game. Cause it's at night and mm-hmm. they're wearing all black. And that is pretty cool. Can we, for a moment, as a franchise, aren't the Ravens?
They're encouraging fans to wear black also.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a Darkness Falls game.
Yeah.
They're cool, right? The Ravens.
Ooh, the Ravens?
Yeah. They've always been kind of cool. If we can remove the Bills and say, what other franchises do we look at and say, like, all right, they're kind of cool. When they had Ed Reed, when they wear either black or purple, they play at night.
Yeah.
Their defense is always good. Don't we think the Ravens are kind of cool? Who's cooler than the Ravens? They're not lame like the Steelers are lame.
The Raiders should be cooler than the Ravens, but they're not.
That's right.
Right.
The Seahawks?
I think the Seahawks...
They used to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know like, that they are
Legion
anymore.
Legion of Boom era was like...
Legion of Boom was cool.
I think when Neon was also in and was like trendy,
yeah.
the Seahawks were cool.
Like 2013?
And, yeah, exactly. Where everyone was like, hey, Neon, yeah, that's the move. And then that stopped happening and the Seahawks are still out here wearing Neon.
I do think a lot of people think the Bills are cool right now. Like non-Bills. If you were to ask 1,000 NFL fans, you can't pick your own team. What franchise is cool?
I think they think Josh Allen is probably cool.
I agree with that.
I don't know if they think the Bills are cool.
I think they do.
Do they?
Bills Mafia has done a lot of work to make the Bills pretty cool. And look at what happened. The viral clip.
Bills Mafia is cool though. If they just think they're crazy.
No, they think they're cool.
They think they're cool.
Yeah, look at the viral clip that went around for Mr. Brightside being played, and all the players are singing. The players love it. Everybody's happy around here. There's been a lot of winning, and I think people think the Bills are cool. Wasn't there a poll like last year or 2 years ago? If your team can't win it, who do you want to win? The Bills are like everybody's second favorite team.
I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
You know, the Jets, not cool. That's not an Aaron Rodgers commentary.
No,
the
but
Jets,
they think they're cool.
The Jets have been uncool for a long time.
Right. That's what makes it uncool, is that they think they're cool.
But I'm thinking
Sauce Gardner's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Ravens, you know, and their Darkness Falls. Atlanta used to wear red in primetime, and they called it like a red hot night game. They had a phrase for it.
Same
thing. They had a name for their uniform and the atmosphere.
Not the Dirty Birds. Well, that's just the name of their alternate. They though, when they the Rave, there is something about the Falcons, and I think it's their old school logo maybe that does it for me, but. When they tweeted out yesterday, they're wearing their throwbacks this week. Just when they tweet out the logo, I just look at it and go, "Oh man,
it's pretty. It's way better than what they wear now."
Oh, they should go back to it full time. Man, the Falcons have it in them, I think, to be this cool. So is it just a bird thing?
It might be because
maybe it's a bird thing.
It might be a bird thing. The Eagles are generally. You know, they're annoying now, but...
The Cardinals aren't that cool, though.
No, they've
that
not...
Okay, you're right. It's not a straight bird thing, because the Cardinals have never been cool in my life.
No
Ever.
One thinks
not
of,
once.
Like, when you think of a menacing sports mascot,
no,
the
a
last
cardinal?
Bird you think
well,
of
that's a different
a
conversation. I mean, well, cool...
Yeah, I think that menacing is part of... Your team name's got to be a little bit, I think, right?
It adds into the coolness factor.
Is Buffalo Bills menacing?
You can't be the Buffalo...
Logo, the logo and all the signage with the Bills, with the smoke coming out of the nose and everything, like, that makes it cool.
I don't think you could be the Buffalo Kittens and be or puppies. And be cool.
I don't know. I think that's
you need to have a little bit of a menacing vibe to you, just a little bit. The darkness part of the Ravens thing is like that. This is all part of it.
That's
I think.
True. Darkness falls.
You expect like Darth Vader to walk out of the tunnel.
The Ravens are 20-3 at home in prime time since 2008. 20-3.
Does that count playoffs? By the way. Probably doesn't.
I don't think so. I think it's regular season.
Because the Bills did beat them in a night game in the playoffs.
So anyway, I said I had like a random thing to start you with. Just a little eye-opener. We've got a fun trivia to get to. But so, all right, 20-3. So I started looking for what's the Bills' record in prime time? You know, okay, the Ravens are 20-3 in the John Harbaugh era since 2008.
Yep.
What are the Bills? And the first thing I found was that the Bills had an 11-game prime time losing streak in our lifetime.
During the drought?
Yes.
Boy, they weren't in primetime very often, though, right?
And they still had an 11-game primetime losing streak, actually going all the way back to 2001. So,
01 to what, like 17?
01 to 2012.
Okay.
In 2012, this is a bit of a memory lane that every once in a while it's good to look and see where you were and where you are now.
Uh-huh.
The game that broke an 11-game primetime losing streak for the Bills.
Hold on. You said it ended in 2012?
Ended in 2012.
This might be tough.
It's winnable. It's a home game.
A home primetime game
that broke an 11-game losing streak in primetime.
So it's Fitz.
It is Fitz.
In 2012 against the... Okay, give it to me. I'm 6-11 going to drought memory is a little early for that, maybe.
It's Fitz v. Tannehill.
The Dolphins?
Yes. Bills beat the Dolphins. This is the game with the Leotis McKelvin punt return. The Bills win 19-14. So here's the funny thing about how different our lives are now.
They won without scoring an offensive touchdown. That's what it sounds
like. They won without an offensive touchdown.
That's amazing.
Here are the Bills. Three days removed from scoring five touchdowns in the first half on five possessions. And
a decade ago,
they would have won a game without an offensive touchdown to go to 4-6. We'd have been like, you know, this is a defense. Maybe there's something to build on here.
Yeah.
Without an offensive touchdown getting a win over Miami.
Why is it I remember nothing about this game? When in the season was it? Do you have that?
November. You don't remember?
November?
This is the there's a McKelvin touchdown.
It's a Monday night game?
It's a Thursday night game.
It's a Thursday night game?
Yeah. It's not the one where C.J. Spiller went off and he got interviewed on the field afterwards. Spiller went for 22 carries and 91 yards in this game. 4 yards per carry. Like, nothing. Nothing happened. This was we used to live a Bills life of pray for a special teams touchdown.
Right.
And that was it.
Or a defensive touchdown or, yeah. Yeah. I remember Thursday night games against the Browns, I feel like, every other year.
There were some Monday night games in there, too.
Yeah, they'd never had a Sunday night game, except the one time the Patriots came in here and just destroyed them, right, when they were chasing the perfect record. Is that their only Sunday night game? They went a long time without a Sunday night
game. They did.
Okay.
Got one this week. Sunday night football.
11-game losing streak, though.
Right? Isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
11. I mean, they lost a lot of games in the drought. But they also didn't lose. Again, they lost a lot.
The Dallas game.
The Dallas game is
what
Monday
a joke.
Night. That's in there.
What a joke.
Trevor writes in, the Ravens are very cool. Yeah, I always feel like they're cool. They're cool pre-Lamar. They're cool when they had the 2001 nasty defense. They're cool when they had, I mean, who's before Lamar? Flacco, I guess?
I don't know about in the middle. They were cool at the beginning. Were they cool? Flacco's kind of a dork, isn't he? He's a big goony.
I feel like as long as they had Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs, they were cool, no matter what.
Okay.
The Ravens are cool.
They did have Steve Smith for a long while.
That's
there,
right.
Too.
And yes,
Steve Smith.
They had Steve McNair for a brief period of time. I just feel like anytime I watch Ed Reed breaking down film, former Bills coach Ed Reed, by the way, I thought, man, it would have been cool to be them because they were always good. Even though they didn't have this franchise quarterback, but, you know, the joke is Flacco elite? And no, but he had a nice career and he won a Super Bowl for them.
Yeah.
So anyway,
Harbaugh's pretty cool, isn't he? He's a little older now than he was. So, I mean, obviously.
He certainly seems like the more normal Harbaugh of the two.
Oh, I mean, in a runaway, he's the more normal Harbaugh. He's become my Shanahan a little bit, though, where like I kind of want to not like him, John Harbaugh. When he's talking about officiating or he's talking about his offense or he's talking about like just anything, I don't know. The record, remember, a couple years ago against Denver where Fangio got mad at him because he was trying to get some consecutive games above 50 yards rushing record. Like, the most specific rushing record ever that Harbaugh was obsessed with. And I don't know.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
They get a lot of credit, the Ravens do. And maybe that's deserved, but they probably deserve a lot of flack for their playoff misfortune, just like the Bills do. And they get some of it. But are they cool? They're the coolest team in the league until the Raiders finally get cool again. The Raiders just should be the cool team in the league.
They should be. Their uniforms are great.
Wasn't it just in the 90s, like, you didn't even have to like the Raiders, you just wore their logo as, like, a fashion symbol?
Definitely.
Basically?
Yeah.
That's the Yankees now, by the way.
803-0550 to join us. Got a couple calls on this. Colton in Baltimore. Colton, are you a Ravens fan, or do you live in enemy territory over there?
I live in enemy territory. Huge Bills guy.
All right.
I've been a Bills guy since I was a kid. I got the 50 jersey and all.
All right.
I just wanted to say, like, I went to every single Bills Baltimore game in the last 6 years since Josh. I was at Josh's first game. The last one was a really cool environment. I'm a lot closer this year. I'll be in section 150 right behind the Bills sideline. We're going to be bringing it. We're going to be playing the shout song over the speaker, all of it. It's going to feel like a home game right there.
Well, that's right. How is it as an atmosphere in Baltimore? Because it's one of the things, like, we know the atmosphere at Highmark just this last Monday was pretty great. And here's Harbaugh. I mean, I know any coach can talk about how an atmosphere is great. I don't know if every NFL team has great atmospheres. Is Baltimore pretty good in these spots?
It's electric in there, man. Yeah. The fans are actually, like, surprisingly for Baltimore, are actually, like, super, super nice.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the one guy who was in front of us last time I was there. But we were just having nice conversations with everybody while, you know, me and my father were screaming. But it's electric. When the momentum gets on the Ravens sideline, you feel it.
Yeah.
You feel it shaking.
Nice. Well, enjoy the game, and go Bills, Colton.
Go Bills.
Good luck. I've been to that stadium. I've not been to a football game there. I saw
M&T Bank Stadium.
Yeah, I saw the U.S. play Cuba in a friendly.
Oh, okay.
In soccer, the U.S. men's national team.
How's the stadium?
Nice.
It's very. It's right when they would have started, right? So it's a late '90s stadium.
M&T Bank Stadium, sure.
Late '90s.
I don't know how old it is. It didn't strike me as old or feeling outdated.
Okay.
That was opened in. I'll find the year. 1998. Yeah.
I have friends who have been to that stadium and have gone to Bills at Ravens games, but I think each of the last two would have been in the pouring rain.
Yeah.
Maybe not the last one, but the two before that.
There's a Peterman game.
The Peterman game is the one.
And then there's the
I have friends that went to.
There's the comeback for Allen's Bills, and they're down 17-0.
Yeah, and maybe that was also pouring rain.
Yeah.
So you've had some weather. I don't know if I've looked this week. But the Peterman game is probably one of the worst away games to ever go to in your life.
Yes, yes.
No first downs in the first half. They lost by 50.
Gordon in Buffalo. Hey, Gordon.
Hey, guys. Jeremy, just to let you know, it was 17-3. There was a lot of slick conditions in that game. I think there were a couple or at least one Bills fumble in that last Baltimore game we came back from in Baltimore about 2 years ago-ish.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But what I called in here for was I have a roommate who wasn't into crazy, like, watching the Bills when we were younger, because he was one of those kids who, like, we always lose all the time, but my family keeps me updated on what's going on. As the years have gone on, through, like, the Fitz years, the EJ years, Tyrod, etc., he started watching games. But I bring him back every once in a while to old drought games that we won and lost. The Tennessee game, if you remember that was here, that we lost, like, 35-38. I think Fitz threw the pick near the end. Stuff like that. I bring him to those games, to Stevie dropping the ball game against Pittsburgh. And funny enough that you mentioned the Miami game, because I showed him that recently. He literally said, why did you show me this? You enjoy Josh Allen, right? Yeah. This franchise wouldn't be anything without him.
Yeah.
All right. You love Josh Allen, right? Yeah. This is to humble you and bring you back to where we used to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just wanted to call and share that.
Yeah. Thanks, Gordon. Sometimes looking back at games that you thought were – I mean, the Bills, during the drought, you know, we had wins where you'd like, oh, that Patriots game. Or, oh,
yeah.
Remember the Packer game? Yeah, they beat the Packers. And that was the story of the season. We beat the Packers. It is a charmed life we live these days, right? I mean, just Sunday night.
Spoiled for sure.
Yeah. Entertainment value, cool factor. The Bills are cool.
I mean, looking back at the 11-game losing streak that you talked about and, like, thinking about where they're at now. Some of these games, I mean, listen to the scores. The first five games of that losing streak on primetime, they scored 0-7-5-6.
Five is in Kansas City.
Yeah, in Kansas 37 City.
37-5.
38-5.
38-5.
Five. I'd rather you have three.
Oh, yeah.
You might rather have
zero. You might rather have zero.
Nine is in here. Just they lose 56-10 to the Patriots.
Well,
a lot of them are just not even close. The Dallas game, they're close. There's a New England 2005 primetime game, they're close. There's a couple Jet ones in here, but man, then really, it really is the moment Allen shows up. It's just like, okay, their primetime record is amazing, like their record is.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. to extend the conversation about who's cool, I was thinking about this too. It's Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson as the two main characters, like on the marquee when they show who, oh, coming up tonight on Sunday Night Football, Allen and Lamar.
Yeah.
And that is pretty good as far as the two biggest stars or two of the biggest stars you can get. We, as Bills fans, have a strained relationship probably with Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
Who's the player you like to watch the most, not on the Bills? Is it Lamar? Is it, like, who is it for Bills Mafia? Who is a Bills fan? If you're out there, give us a call on this or tweet at me. Like, who's the player in the league you like to watch the most?
Wouldn't this be tough because the most popular answers are going to be teams that are in direct competition with the Bills a little bit? Like, how often do you watch? Well, with Mahomes, it's probably never for a Bills fan. How often do you watch Mahomes and are rooting for him? Like, he makes spectacular plays, and it might be hard to appreciate the spectacular play when you're mad he made it.
Right.
Jackson, though, maybe not as much. So maybe he is.
He's not. Bills fans hate watch Jackson because he stole an MVP from Josh.
But it's not to the same degree as Mahomes, right? Is it to the same degree as Burrow?
I don't know.
That's Burrow, what I asked. Like, Burrow, though, is not that guy for me anyways.
Who do you like to watch? Not who do you watch.
Yeah.
Who do you like to watch?
Maybe it is Lamar Jackson. If it's not him, it's not Burrow. Like, I don't, he's not like an exciting watch. You know, last year it was definitely Stroud for me. It was okay. The way he threw the ball down the field all the time. Just the way the ball comes out of his hand is so smooth. You know, last year it was Stroud. But I don't know if I have a good, right now it's probably Jackson. Right now it is probably Jackson.
Is it about to be Jaden Daniels? Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Maybe. Well, because I like the rushing element added in. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I can appreciate how good Peyton Manning was, but who did I play with in the video game when I was a kid?
Michael Vick. Oh, you were one of those guys. You just ran around online and ran around and ran around.
Come on, everybody did, right?
Yeah, of course.
And now everyone does it.
You probably
also inspired a generation of quarterbacks. 04 Michael Vick, Madden 04 Michael Vick.
You probably also one of those guys that subbed a wide receiver in at quarterback so you could run around and run around.
I didn't quite do that.
Okay.
I would troll my friends by putting 98 speed Brian Moorman at quarterback just to prove I could beat them with
anybody. They gave him 98 speed?
He was way too fast. He was a track star maybe in college, but it was ridiculous. He was like the fastest player in the game. Anyways, like Vic was the one I had before all the dogfighting stuff, and then we got rid of it. But before that, like, I had Bills jerseys in my closet. When I was open my 7-year-old closet, I've got a Bledsoe jersey in there, I've got a McGahee jersey in there, I've got my Bills jerseys, and then I had a Michael Vick jersey. And I had one other, Troy Polamalu, just for whatever reason. But Vic was the guy. So, rushing quarterbacks, yeah, guys that can do everything is cool. And right now, Allen and Lamar are the top of the list for that. And Allen's your own quarterback, so yep. If I'm going elsewhere, it's definitely Lamar Jackson.
Well, you're going to like trivia later on today because I've got some rushing quarterback trivia for you. So get ready for that. 803-0550. The Ravens are maybe down some offensive linemen. Their practice injury report, Tyler Linderbaum did not practice. Starting center for them. They've got 3 DNPs for the offensive line, 1 for a nose tackle. It's
and their line's already not that great.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not great for Baltimore in that department.
I thought I saw Roquan Smith, too. Yeah, Roquan Smith, he's limited. Yep.
Derrick Henry, he's good to go. Sean McDermott called Henry and Lamar a marriage made in heaven. So we'll get to his reemergence here. Saw stats on Derrick Henry's yards before contact, and that's why he's back. He gets a chance to run now. Last couple years in Tennessee, his yards before contact was way down, and now it's right back where it's supposed to be. So that's why he's doing so well. So a Darkness Falls game coming up on Sunday Night Football, Bills and Ravens. Give us a thought on it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Some trivia along the way. We'll talk Ravens. We've got a couple guests, one today, one tomorrow. Today at 8:30, Luke Jones, WNST, on the Ravens. And where they are, sitting at 1-2. I mean, they're not quite desperate, but a win over the Bills would probably feel like they got out of the first half of the season. Like, all right, fine. We lost to the Chiefs by a toe, and we beat the Bills. We're right back where we should be. So big one for the Ravens. 803-0550, our phone number. If you're on hold, stick with us. Give us a call. Chat us up about anything. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.